to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen. Six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free, and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Let me highlight that once more. Real activism. We like to highlight real activism here on the Bob Tuscan Show, and not just feature activists who are actually doing something about the problem we're in, but take action into our own hands. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk about all the news. I got many stories up on the front page of BobTuscan.com that I want to get into today. A very shocking story of an NSA higher-up killing his 3-year-old son. Absolutely despicable. I got some stories about the Ukraine. I wrote an article today about the situation there, which I think deserves paying attention to. And several other things. But first, we're going to bring on two of my favorite activists here in the great state of Florida, my home state. Y'all know Phil Rostino. He's been on the show many times before. He is an outspoken critic of the war machine and the anti-war movement as well. When they don't look for truth and they don't take on the real issues, he calls them out, and he's the chapter head of the Central Florida version of Veterans for Peace. He is also just an all-around great activist, and he has taken on many different issues, namely 9/11, the big one. And we've had him come to this area many times, and we've been down there before as well, and look forward to continuing to work with this great activist. Phil Rostino joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. How are you, Phil?
Oh, good, thank you, Bob, and so glad to have a chance to come back on the show. And we've been doing a lot of work here in Florida, haven't we, over the years?
And we've certainly have. And you definitely have been behind a number of great initiatives. And we got a lot to talk about, so we'll get to that in just a second. But I want to bring on somebody who's also been working with us now out of the Orlando area, and he is the chapter head of We Are Change Central Florida, We Are Change Orlando. I can't recall which one it is. His name is Jeff, and he joins us now from the We Are Change headquarters down there. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Great, man. Glad we could do this. I know you guys have some events coming up, and I'd love to talk about that, and we'll talk about the state of activism in general, if we're wasting our breath. Oftentimes, I wonder that about this show and other actions that we're doing. So we'll talk a little bit about the philosophy and the approach of how to combat the powers that shouldn't be in this wicked system that we live in. But Phil, let me ask you first, what have you been up to these days?
Well, we're still doing our Veterans for Peace work here. We're trying to rebuild the chapter. We lost a lot of people over the years due to the national organization at the national level, basically having a totally different standard for the black Democrat as opposed to what they had for the white Republican prior to them. So we're trying to rebuild the chapter and just stay true to our mission, our mission statement. And we've got an event that we're once again working together with We Are Change Orlando, and that's been a great organization, a great partner with us over the years, and it's had different lead organizers over the years, and the most recent one who's picked up the baton is Jeff Beidelman, and so glad that he was able to arrange for this this interview tonight.
Absolutely. And Jeff, what do you have planned coming up here? I understand you have a couple of different actions to bring awareness to some of these important topics we talk about.
Yes. On Sunday, coming up here on the 23rd, we're having the annual anti-war 9/11 truth sign-waving and DVD handout over at the Daytona 500. So we'll be meeting there at 1 Daytona Boulevard in Daytona Beach at 10 o'clock. Should be running about until 1, and so we're planning on passing out DVDs. I'll be there. I'll have a table set up with some banners and some flyers, just be, you know, as an education campaign for the public. And we're really looking to, you know, sign up some members, even if they're in the Daytona Beach area. And we've got another event planned coming up here in May on the 24th. We're having the March Against Monsanto, so this will be the second annual. And we're encouraging everybody to come down and bring their whole family and march against the insanity of Monsanto. And this will be taking place at the City Hall in Orlando.
Well, both of these events I definitely want to attend, if at all possible, if my child will let me. I'm, you know, a father now, Phil, and it's much more difficult for me to just head down there and get that bullhorn. But I was there before, and I got to tell you, the Daytona 500 event, out of all the actions that I've been a part of, was probably the most, how do I want to categorize it, interesting. The people there were, at times, surprisingly receptive to the message. And you can't always judge a book by its cover. Now, what I was thinking of when you guys brought this up is that, first of all, I don't understand NASCAR. Maybe my listeners will tell me I'm naive, but I don't get it at all. You know, I don't get what the excitement is. I can kind of see what the excitement is with football and basketball. There's some, you know, strategy and excitement in a sense with that. I'm not saying I'm a fan, but with NASCAR, I don't get it at all. I don't know if people are just watching so that they can witness somebody burn in a fiery crash, which, if that's the case, that's pretty darn twisted. But nonetheless, I am always really bewildered with the fans of NASCAR. And I was thinking, the Daytona 500, Phil, that's kind of like the Super Bowl of NASCAR, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And
okay. So here's where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
We all watched, everyone here and probably most of our listeners, I forget his name already, but the gentleman go into the press conference after the Super Bowl, grab the microphone, and say, hey, 9/11, research it, or whatever he said. Perhaps it's time that someone, I don't know who would do this, but maybe it's time for somebody to try to implement and inject some guerrilla activism to the Daytona 500 beyond our typical sign-holding. Maybe I'm showing my my hand here, but that's just the thought.
Yeah. Well, I know someone who might give that a try, and it's the guy I'm talking to over here. And,
we shall see.
Yeah.
You remember, Phil, when we had the Terry Jones incident here, the pastor?
Yes.
And we went behind him with the giant 9/11 truth sign?
And you also went to the City Hall in Gainesville and presented to the City Commission and the mayor prior to the 9/11 anniversary up in New York that the whole thing about burning the Koran was baseless because you showed Larry Silverstein on film right there in front of the City Commission. You guys tried to head this off, and you brought it to the public attention that the only credible admission to taking down those buildings on 9/11 came from a non-Muslim. And that's all you need to know. So this whole thing about the Muslims did it is false.
Yep, you're exactly right. We got this guy Larry Silverstein. And it turns out the imam who was notoriously allowing for Terry Jones to not burn the Quran because of his mosque being put on ground zero, all of that hype. Turns out that imam who was in the center of that next to Terry Jones, he was an informant for the FBI. All right, we'll talk more activism when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now, right now, right now, right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Is the bullhorn approach effective? Is the handing out of DVDs effective? Is the guerrilla-style tactics that you saw with the crashing of the Super Bowl and us going behind the press conference with the giant 9/11 truth sign, is that effective? Is there any real equation here that we can come up with to try to be you know, not just activists, but activists who are actively making a difference and starting to bring people to the understandings that the mainstream media has kept from them. And at the end of the day, it's the old adage, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink. Something to keep in mind. I struggle with these sorts of narratives, these sorts of, you know, questions. And I want to bring this up with our awesome two guests who are great activists that I admire deeply. And I'm so glad they could join us tonight. We have Phil Restino and Jeff from We Are Change Orlando. And Jeff, let me start with you. I'm sure you've wondered at times whether or not what we're doing is effective and how to fine-tune our approach to things. Where do you come out on all that on all of those questions? Excuse me if I can talk here. Jeez.
Well, I think originally when I became an activist, I, you know, was mad as hell. I wasn't going to take it anymore. And so bullhorn approach, you know, helped me, you know, vent some steam. But as time's gone on and I've grown older, I've learned to be more focused with my anger. I think the bullhorn method represents the red flame of anger. And I think that there's another flame of anger called the blue flame of anger, and it's very focused, it's very precise. And I think that's really where we need to be focusing our energies, is on the blue flame of anger. I'm one of the people who's, you know, completely against the taboo, against anger in our culture. I think that there's a perfect place for it. As far as handing out DVDs and the activism that, you know, Phil and I engage in, kind of reminds me of Frank Herbert's book Dune, where the Shadokar Emperor is basically trying to take over the planet Dune, and there's these Fremen, these resistance fighters. And they teach the natives the weirding way, the way to use their words to basically alter reality, whether that was for a good thing or a bad thing. And so I think that, you know, we are affecting change, even if it's just one person at a time. And if you watch that movie, the man who eventually becomes the emperor, the Archduke's son, he trains 10 of their best warriors the weirding way. And then those 10 trained 10 more. And so it was this exponential growth to the point where you had a revolution and they overthrew the emperor.
Phil, you want to speak to that?
Well, yes, I think, there's that saying, guys, that nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. And I think the answer is whatever it is, if it's a bullhorn, whatever, if it's handing out a DVD, if it's anonymously putting a flyer in a postage paid return envelope to a credit card company, whatever, do something. And as far as the activism goes, you know, it's been 12 and a half years since 9/11. And I think it's been a process for all of us who've been working for the truth regarding 9/11. Right. But I think doing something, regardless of what it is, and over time, Jeff was just mentioning, and you yourself, Bob, you know, we've gotten older and had more experience at this, and we're maturing. And I think one of the things is meet people where they're at, you know. And,
right.
And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's you're talking about the Federal Reserve and interest, you know, sometimes it's 9/11 and whatever. You just try to meet people where they're at. And I think the biggest problem that we face is ourselves being divided in this false left-right paradigm.
Sure.
And I see it, but, you know, I'm on the email lists for the 9/12 groups, the Tea Party groups, the Occupy groups, you know, all of them, left to right. And so much of it is blaming the other side, those teabaggers or those Marxist leftists, you know, and we're still suckers for it, man. We're still crippling ourselves because we're not going after the real enemy.
Sure. It's divide and conquer. It's the classic dialect of divide and conquer. There's no doubt about it. I want to touch on something that you brought up that I thought was quite insightful, and that is meeting people where they're at, which I think is a skill that, you know, needs to be tweaked here and there, and it takes somebody who is a good communicator but also a good listener. And what I found, one of the most, how do I want to put this? Not effective, but one of the most interesting actions that we did, that we got a very, I think, genuine response from, without the preconceived notions and taboo and, you know, that kind of thing, the vibes that are behind these issues, was the Building 7 Challenge. Jeff, did you ever see this initiative I did, the Building 7 Challenge?
Yes, I did. I saw it on YouTube.
Okay, cool. So you get the premise. So the premise is, for the listeners that didn't see it, the premise is this. And the more nonchalant you are about doing this, the better you are. So, hey, step right up. Have a little laptop computer. Step right up, and I'd like for you to come over here and just describe to me the collapse of this building. And people are like, what? Well, what am I watching? Just check it out, please. This is, you know, make it kind of like a game show. People love that. The Building 7 Challenge. Step right up. Take the challenge. And don't even say the Building 7 Challenge, maybe. Maybe not even name it that. Just say, hey, step right up. What do you see here? And almost 99% of the time, people would say, oh, that's a controlled demolition, like the buildings we see in Vegas and whatnot. And then you say, well, did you know that happened on 9/11? So in other words, you start with them asking the questions rather than you giving them the answers. And I think that was an effective way of going about things. And I'd love for you guys to maybe try that with your action at the race coming up.
Yes. I don't know if we'll have a video on hand, but we do have... We engage the people, and every year, Bob, the people are more and more waking up. It's harder and harder to deny, and I, you know, the fact that 9/11 was an inside job.
Sure, the list goes on and on. Guys, we have to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to take some phone calls as well at 800-313-9443, and I want to get Steve Starrs, our regular co-host, to jump in. If we can.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Satan, you know, I don't know what it is. I see people turning their radios off. And I'm a little bit startled. You know, we have a lot of listeners that are keyboard commandos and they're all into it and they're not doing anything. And I'm tired of it. Put your Federal Reserve notes where your mouth is and stand up and do something about the situation we're in. You don't like this kind of talk? Well, then you're somebody who's just interested in the fear of porn and not actually standing up and taking action. That pisses me off that more people aren't getting involved, aren't supporting this. Yeah, I know you have your family, you have a life. I get it. I do too. But how can you sit there and see the state of our situation right now and not do anything about it and poo-poo activists like Phil Restino and Jeff from We Are Change who are actually standing up and taking action? If you're in the Florida area, in the Central Florida area, or you know anywhere in that vicinity, I urge you to go to this event and network with these activists. I urge you to start doing things and organizing in your own communities. Because if you don't, then in my opinion, you're part of the problem in a certain sense. All right, we have Phil Rostino with us and Jeff, and Steve Starrs is now joining us, my co-host. Steve, how are you tonight, man?
Great, and I'm excited to hear that these guys are going out there. I hope that people who do attend the race will stop by, shake hands, and say, keep it up, brother, you know, be a little supportive, you know, enjoy yourself. But we can look at it this way. 9/11 is either one of the worst curses that has ever happened to the United States or one of the best blessings. And that is, if we wake up and see what really happened here, we're going to get a grip on what's gone wrong. And so it's still the major litmus test on, you know, recognition, I think, and realization of what's happening here. So I applaud your guests here, Bob. Appreciate those guys.
You know, that brings up the question, even people amongst the alternative media might ask, why 9/11? It's, you know, 12 years later now. Why is this still an important issue? And let me ask you that very question, Jeff.
I think it's important because you get the biggest bang for your buck when you cover 9/11 because it's so obvious. I mean, it's just in plain sight. Anybody who can really rub two sticks together, I think, can figure out 9/11. And once they do that, then they wonder, well, what else is the government lying to me about?
Right on. Yep, I agree.
If this is something they've lied to us about, what else is something that we've been lied to about? And that's exactly what did it for so many of us. You know, that trip down the rabbit hole began with that wow moment. Wow. 9/11. Wow. Right in front of our face. You're exactly right, Jeff. Let me ask you that same question, Phil. Why 9/11? And perhaps you can give a little bit of a commentary here on the anti-war movement, who considers that to be a topic that they don't want to touch, that is completely taboo, when in all actuality, it's probably the most important topic for the anti-war movement, or should be, the whole concept for, you know, the wars that we have today. Phil?
Yes, well, you just said it. These wars are the 9/11 wars. They're being justified by the big lie that's been given to us as far as explaining the 9/11 attacks. Here we are, man. We're 12 and a half years later. Trillions of dollars, millions of people killed and maimed. You know, the economy going down the toilet big time. And the military-industrial complex is and the corporations that are looking for resources around the world. The CIA is getting plenty of heroin money, you know, as long as we're in Afghanistan. It's all in the name of 9/11. So the fact that there's a 9/11 truth movement separate from an anti-war movement, that's got to make you pause right there. And in my opinion, the people with the most blood on their hands are the so-called misleaders of the so-called anti-war organizations in this country. And I can tell y'all from being an insider, having been a chapter coordinator of Veterans for Peace since 2005, the summer of 05. I know. I'm in it. That's why I don't leave it. Somebody's got to stay in and try to keep these guys honest. But every single day, Bob, Steve, Jeff, people are dying in the name of the 9/11 lie. And to me, that's what I wake up with, a pain in my stomach every day, knowing that people are literally being killed and maimed because the United States, the American people, not the politicians in Washington, we're the answer. If anything's going to change, it's got to be from us getting off our asses, Bob, as you were alluding to earlier, and getting active. You don't have to do everything, but do something. Do something. And the American people have yet to deal with 9/11. And because so, the whole world is paying the price.
Right. You know, they always say, too, because of 9/11, since 9/11, after 9/11, what we learned from 9/11, to avoid another 9/11. I mean, you never hear about that. Then you say, well, let's look at 9/11. And say, well, we got to move on. You know, come on. You know, what a lie. And you're absolutely right, you know. Phil. This is the thing that causes the situation for the whole, you know, paradigm of all of these wars. And it is the critical litmus test that lets you know that this is how bad and how false and how lying and how devious our government really is.
And how complacent and apathetic and, in my opinion, flat-out responsible the American people are. We're responsible for what the government does and doesn't do in our name. And the blame rests with us, the American people. You know, the crooks head to these positions of power in government and corporate, the corporate world. It's on us. And the American people, we're to blame, Steve. We're to blame.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Because it's supposed to be we, the people that run this country. We ultimately have to take the responsibility. And I'm amazed, as you are, that so many people want to dodge it and avoid it and don't want to listen. And, you know, it's gotten way beyond daylight here for their ignorance, you know, to persist. It sure has. Yeah.
I'm tired of people just sitting by on the sidelines and not doing anything. And a lot of people who are so-called awake doing this, which really irks me. You know, it's not enough, folks, to simply educate yourself. There comes a point where you have to take that education and put it into action. All right, let's take some calls now in a moment.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS,
visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. The system is firing. We got awkwardly sent off to break, but as promised, we will get to some calls this segment, and we do have the benefit of Phil Restino and Jeff from We Are Change Orlando, as well as Steve Starrs now. Let's go through the calls and take these one by one. Let's talk to Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, Bob, and good evening to Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Bob knows about my condition. I've been in pain since 2000, and what really keyed me in, up to that point, you know, a lot of pain medications, and I was reading novels to get away from the pain, but the one thing that got me to look down that rabbit hole was the eyes of President Bush sitting there in that classroom. I couldn't believe it. It looked like a kid that got caught with his hand in a cookie jar. And as a professional photographer, shooting, you know, football and everything else, and portraits and weddings, one thing I key in on is eyes, are the eyes. And when I rolled over in bed and watch that second plane hit, and then see President Bush being informed as to what was going on, as if he didn't know. I saw guilt. I saw somebody that was up to no good, and that started me to read nonfiction. I wanted to read history. I wanted to find out what the heck is going on here with these big buildings dropping. And as a fireman, Building 7, that just defies all forms of physics. And I know your frustrations out there of converting what you know into action. And I faced it myself because, you know, I'm an outcast in my family. It's put a lot of pressure on my wife. You're looked upon, you know, as an oddball, you know, and when you realize that all your education and everything you grew up with, you know, turns upside down and you find out what's really going on. And it's corroborated every day on mainstream TV, you know, it's incredible, and it's the toughest thing to do is to change people's opinions on things because you're attacking their ego, you're attacking their identity, and that's the toughest thing to do. But I'm pretty much in bed, so I became a talk show activist. That's how I vented out, and how I could maybe hopefully change things because I've got kids. I've got two children, and I've got two grandchildren, and you know, they're going to be around when I'm not. And so I became a talk show activist. I got my Wi-Fi radio here, and if I can, you know, I'm up a lot during the night. And, you know, I'm on there doing it. And but I know your frustration out there. You know, the first thing you want to do if you're a human being is you want to share what you're learning and to help your fellow mankind. And, you know, I went through that frustration, you know. It's like you go down to Santa Cruz here and you want to tell the surfers that a tsunami's coming in. Well, geez, you know, we haven't had a tsunami here in years, you know. A tsunami, maybe that'd be a great wave. You run into all this resistance and then you find out that, you know, that's a tough job. It's really tough. And I think that things are not going to change until the comfort level gets to a point where people are just not going to take it anymore. And
you're right.
Don't be too hard on them, you know.
All right.
What are some of your viewpoints? I'm hogging the airways here.
Well, you know, I a lot of what you said resonates with me, Fred, and I appreciate you doing something. And, you know, we all have our own unique situations, and I think you should be a great motivator for people out there. You know, Fred's in really bad pain, folks. He's been through a lot, and he's still doing something. So if he's doing something, not to, to put you down in any way, but then you should be doing something. And everybody should be doing something here, and we really need to do something, and do something, do something, do something. How many times did I just say do something? Wow. All right, let's try to squeeze in. Thank you, Fred. I appreciate it. Let's try to squeeze in Richard in Washington, and then I want to talk to Mark in Houston. Richard, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Great show, as always. I would ask about is why we don't talk about silent weapons for quiet wars, about the fact that we're in a social engineering program, and we're giving voluntary consent for the program.
We did a whole show on that with Deborah Tavares. Did you get a chance to hear that?
Okay. And secondarily, if Fred wants to give me a call...
You didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question. Did you get a chance to hear
that show? No, I didn't hear that show, so I'll go and look for it.
Yeah, check it out. It's on my YouTube channel.
Excellent. And for Fred, if he wants to get a hold of me, I'll tell him how to get out of bed and get him back to a state of health when he was, like, in his 40s.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Richard. You always have very interesting commentary for us. Let's talk to Mark in Houston now. Hello, Mark.
Hey, man. You reading me okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Roger Fox, Charlie. Hey, man, the reason I'm calling is because I'm a 9/11 fanatic, and the reason I'm a 9/11 fanatic is because I love you, and I love all those people, and 9/11 is the one thing, the only thing, that the truth of that coming out will provide enough leverage to do anything about anything. That's the only thing that's going to provide enough leverage. And but the people, the resistance is awful because those people are so scared. You know, I've saw it soulless in different New Thought churches and stuff at times when it's been, you know, just really, really hard because there's very little you can do. But one time I was actually asked to leave a church because they saw I was upset, and I told them, and I told them about 9/11, and they said, you need to leave and not come back. But, you know, I'm not the first guy that's ever been thrown out of a church for telling the truth.
And you won't be the last, and thank you for that. Stay with it, man. We appreciate you.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Well, okay.
I want to give Phil, we're running out of time for this hour, so I want to give Phil and Jeff the last word here. Phil?
Yes. Do something is the answer. And, you know, this is on our watch. This is our responsibility. Until this country deals with, gets honest about 9/11 and deals with it, we're going to keep on getting what we're getting and then some. And the whole world is paying for our inaction. So get active. Join your local We Are Change chapter or Veterans for Peace. And, you know, these anti-war organizations have good mission statements. The leadership at the national level sucks. So we got to get involved and make it toe the line. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the show again, Bob.
Thanks, as always, to all you do, Phil. And Jeff, I'm sure you're excited about the events and whatnot. Why don't you plug everything and give us your final thoughts?
Sure. I think that without 9/11 truth, there really is just no justice for the victims. And our troops and, you know, people, the Iraqis and the Afghanis. My website is meetup.com/WeAreChange-Orlando. I'm really excited about our meetup coming up on Sunday at 10 o'clock at the Daytona 500. And I just want to encourage folks to just, you know, look in the mirror and realize that, you know, there's not going to be some politician coming down from the mountain to save you. It's just going to come down to you, and you have to realize that, and it's easier than you might think. Just give it a shot. Go out there. Do something.
Awesome. Well, thank you both, and I definitely will try to be there if at all possible. I know that there may or may not be a delegation coming from this area. Either way, let us know. I'm sure we'll see a YouTube video from it and all that, and definitely keep me in the loop.
Yeah, give us an update, too, when you get back. Yeah, let us know what happened.
Absolutely. All right, guys, thanks so much. Steve, you got to rock it for a bit next hour because you got a lot to say, and I want to let you do so, and I'll let you flush it out a bit, and I got to tend to the baby, too, for a little bit. Shh.
Baby duty.
All right.
That's good. I can keep going. I'd love to talk about 9/11 or anything else.
All right, and check out the front page of BobTuscan.com because that'll give you some food for thought for sure.
I know. I've been looking at that all day.
Yep, that's coming up next hour.
The Bob Tuscan Show.